Welcome, true believers. Shonorama, Sean Geek Podcast here. Flying solo on this one. Hopefully you're not, hopefully you're okay with the solo offerings. Can't always get the appropriate guest to talk about the particular subject matter. Today, I want to talk about something that kind of made me a little angry. Yeah. So what's made me angry, I guess I don't know if it's anger or disgust. I'm not really sure which of the two emotions I'm feeling on this one. But today the term got bandied about, and it's used, and this is a term used in business all the time. But the comment came out along the lines of, I really need... they weren't talking to me, I just overheard the conversation, but the person said, I need you to be a rock star with this. And this was related to, you know, work or whatever. Like, I need you to... This is really important, and, you know, I know you can do well at this. I need you to be a rock star at it. And I'm like... So I got a couple of issues here, and I'll kind of explain why I have the issue. But the idea is that anybody can be a rock star is the first thing that comes to mind. When someone makes a comment like that, says that anybody can be a rock star. If you try hard enough, anybody can be a rock star. But they've taken the name or the word rock star and have it mean something completely different than what it's supposed to be. So, what is a rock star? A rock star is someone that plays music, someone who dedicates their life, their time to the craft of music. Now, not only do they perform music, they also create music. They go out, like they go and perform this music, and they live and breathe what they're doing. It takes a lot of dedication, a lot of drive, and a lot of focus to be a rock star. But that's not enough. If you want to be a rock star, you have to do all of those pre-mentioned things that I just said. But you also have to have it. You have to have that special something that very few people have. You have to be an exception amongst, you have to be the exception to the rule. You have to be the center point of a scene, of a, you know, of a group of musicians. You got to be the person that stands out. There are not a lot of rock stars in this world. There's, in fact, very, very, very few. They're the exception to the rule. They're not the norm. They're not the top performers in their field, which is music. The top performers in the field are not rock stars. The rock stars are the pinnacle of being a musician. There's nothing higher in music than a rock star. Now, let's differentiate that a little bit. A rock star also relates to rock music, a particular brand of music, which is rock, rock and roll. That's what it's for. So, people in the music industry have reappropriated the term and used it towards describing, oh, that rapper, he's such a rock star. Or, nothing against this person, but they say, oh, Rick, you know, Pink, she's such a rock star. And in order to be a rock star, it's very specific. It's you're a rock god. You are the best of the best. Let's name some rock stars. And there's very few at this caliber. Elvis Presley, rock star, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Jimi Hendrix, rock star. Yes. No doubt about it. Mick Jagger, rock star. Yes. Absolutely. No doubt about it. We can go through a bunch of the 60s people, but there's also rock stars that have come from other generations. Rubber Plant, Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin, rock stars. You could even say that John Bonham was a rock star, but I don't even know if I would say. They're the people that stand out in the crowd. And Led Zeppelin had four very strong members. In terms of talent, I would even say that John Paul Jones was the most talented of the four of the guys in that band. That's my opinion. Some people would argue that John Bonham, the drummer, was the most talented person in that band. But that is not the definition of a rock star. Yes, you have to have immense talent at what you do. There also has to be an immense creativity. And you also have to be pretty effed up. You got to be so obsessed with your art that everything else falls to the wayside. Now, Bono from U2, I would suggest that he could potentially fit that mold. But the other side of being the rock star, he doesn't have that excess, that, you know, forgetting everything for the sake of the music. He doesn't have that connotation to him. Who else? Gene Simmons? Definitely not a rock star. Even though he has his own excesses, he's not a guy that the music isn't as important as the industry, as the business side of it to him. So Gene Simmons, not a rock star, not even by a long shot. He has some of the qualities, yes, definitely, but he doesn't have them all. Who else is a rock star? Recent times. Guns N' Roses, rock stars. You could probably even say that most of them in the band were rock stars, but definitely Ash, Slash and Axl, definitely both rock stars. No doubt about it. Duff McKagan? Nope. He doesn't have that shining standout. Incredible musician and probably the most talented guy in that entire band is Duff McKagan. That being said, he doesn't have that thing. So, I've provided my definition of rock star. So now they'll say, oh, Pink, she's such a rock star. Well, I don't know if she's done everything she can for her craft. I don't know if I could say that. She's had a life outside of her craft. And sure enough, the guys from Zeppelin, Plant and Page, they're not rock stars anymore, but they were. And they're still remembered for being that. But they've all grown up and changed and you know, you get married, you have kids, and you kind of, you know, drop all that stuff. Pink, not a rock star. Not really. There's a lot of the qualities, though. I'll give her that, but she doesn't have all of those qualities. Janis Joplin, rock star. I could go on. So what really aggravates me is the use of it in other businesses. In advertising, he's such a rock star. Are you really? A, you don't play an instrument, so that excludes you right away. But there's an appropriation of the term, and that's kind of one of the big things that happens nowadays, is the appropriation of words, because it kind of loosely fits with what you want, and you take that word, you appropriate it, use it towards something else, and all of a sudden, that becomes the definition, the dictionary definition of the word, when it's not, in fact, true. When it's used in business, I take great offense to it. Because if someone, a boss is asking their employee to be a rock star, a superstar, fine, I'm okay with it. You know, I need you to be a superstar, fine. But I said, I need you to be a rock star on this. That's baloney. So you want the person to be the epitome of whatever that is. Okay, say no musical talent. Okay, whatever, fine. No musical talent and you're reappropriated to a different business. Okay, fine, fine. Let's assume that I can accept that. But if they... Are they doing everything else that fits within the rock star persona? Are they doing everything within their power to stand out from every other person within that group, organization? You can't have multiple rock stars in an organization. You can have a few, but you can't have a ton. Because by definition, that doesn't fit. So... I guess, so you have to, you know, there has to be excesses. You live, breathe, and die your profession. So if you're in advertising, you live, breathe, and die your, you know, and by that concept, we could possibly say, just watching a show like Mad Men, that, yeah, okay, maybe some of those people would fit that definition because they live, breathe, and die advertising. They throw their family to the side. They don't care. They, you know, they will do anything to make it. They will screw everyone over in the office and do what it takes to make it to the top. Because a rock star will do whatever it takes to get to the top, live that lifestyle, and be that person. So if you're doing it in business, that ain't fucking healthy. I'm sorry. It ain't healthy. And if someone asks you to be a rock star at something, they're asking you to do it at everyone else's expense, including the company that they work for, to transcend the company. So if I'm going to be, if I work for Xerox printers, for example, and I'm asked to be the rock star of Xerox printers, that means I'm going to be the face of Xerox printers. I'm actually going to be more important than Xerox printers, and I'm not going to care what anybody says, and I'm going to get my butt fired. Just saying. Reappropriation. The word for the day, kids. Thanks for listening.